From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. The season of summer movie blockbusters is coming to a close, having raked in some $4 billion at the box office. Audiences were left Transformered, as well as Up-ed, Hangovered, Star Trek-ed, and Harry Potter-ed. Traditionally, cooler weather brings quieter films, and Oscar hopefuls Bob Mondello has a selected preview of Hollywood's fall movies.
Quiet time at the cinema will include 18th century poetry, dramas about relationships, and in the movie 2012, the end of the world as we know it.
People have the right to fight for their lives.
The calendar of the ancient Mayans ends 3 years from now, and that's enough for the folks who blew up world capitals in Independence Day. In 2012, they'll be bringing plagues of meteors to the party, so be prepared to duck. Also surviving apocalypses will be Bruce Willis in Surrogates, Viggo Mortensen in The Road, and Elijah Wood in Tim Burton's animated film Nine. The rest of Hollywood will be hewing a little closer to real life, but there's still suspense to be had in, say, Mira Nair's biographical film, Amelia, based on the life of aviatrix Amelia Earhart.
I'm going to fly around the world.
It can't be done.
Well, let's change that.
If you miss this island, you're out of fuel with 2,000 miles to go.
I'll make it.
Hilary Swank looks so much like the real Amelia Earhart that the director was able to interweave actual newsreel footage in the film. Biopics not having that option include Coco Before Chanel, The Young Victoria, and Informant, in which Matt Damon plays corporate whistleblower Mark Whitaker, a guy so eager to be helpful to the FBI that it kind of gets in the way of his going undercover.
Would you be willing to wear a wire? We need your help.
7:30 a.m. I am approaching the entrance to the office.
Good morning, Liz Taylor, Secretary.
You don't really need to narrate the tapes for us when you're
absolutely
making them.
Just not a problem.
Once it starts, it is going to be intense.
Oh, what is he doing?
I told him the camera was in the lamp.
No. No.
If your taste in biography runs to something a bit more masterpiece theater-ish, there's also the story of a short-lived English poet. John Keats is pictured in Bright Star as a certifiably incurable romantic.
I had such a dream last night. I was floating above the trees, with my lips connected to those of a beautiful figure.
Whose lips? Were they my lips?
The makers of Bright Star hope their doomed poet was right, and that a thing of beauty is a joy for at least a few weeks at the multiplex. For longer-lasting romance, teenage girls have the latest in the Twilight saga, New Moon, about a high school student and the vampire she loves.
I love you.
You're my only reason to stay. Alive, if that's what I am.
I promise never to put you through anything like this ever again.
This is the last time you'll ever see me.
Uh-huh. Well, not if New Moon makes as much money as Twilight did. Other teen romances include the film An Education, in which a 16-year-old schoolgirl is wooed by an older man, and Jennifer's Body, in which a high school student seduces and then eats her boyfriends. And if that's not your idea of romance, there's a documentary called A Love Story. Well, Capitalism, A Love Story.
This is Michael Moore. I am here to make a citizen's arrest of the board of directors of AIG.
We're here to get the money back for the American people. I got more bags. $10 billion probably won't fit in here.
Other documentaries include No Impact Man, about a New Yorker who takes his environmentalism really seriously, and This Is It, a Michael Jackson concert movie using rehearsal footage shot just before his death. And looking for a piece of that same music movie audience will be a remake, if you liked this.
Hey, I'm gonna live forever.
Producers are hoping you'll like this. A hip-hop-inflected version of Fame for the kids of the generation that saw the first one in high school. And for even younger kids, there's an origins story for a beloved children's novel explaining how a small town's weather forecasts began saying things like, cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
When my little town fell on hard times, all anyone could afford to eat were sardines. And because sardines are super gross.
Gross!
This was my chance to show everyone what I was made of.
Conversion of water into food.
It really works!
I love it!
Mamma mia.
Other kid flicks include Disney's first animated African-American princess in The Princess and the Frog, Fantastic Mr. Fox, voiced by the likes of George Clooney and Meryl Streep, and a live-action version of a beloved tale that Maurice Sendak told in gorgeous pictures and just 10 sentences about Max and the vivid imagination that takes him where the wild things are.
You are now the king, and you will be a truly great king.
King, what's your first order of business?
It's the Wild Rumpus!
Fantasy is what Hollywood regularly serves up. Realism is rarer. The province mostly of low-budget independent films, the most heralded of the fall is the Sundance hit Precious, about an overweight teenager.
My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I want to be on the cover of a magazine. But first, I want to be in one of them BET videos.
Precious has her dreams, but very little else in life.
You're a dummy. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you.
You're 16. You're still in junior high school. And you're pregnant with your second child.
Precious leads a parade of films with serious themes, and there's another parade of films with serious directors, including the Coen brothers with the quirky comedy A Serious Man, Pedro Almodovar with the film noir Broken Embraces, and Rob Marshall, the guy who made Chicago, this time directing a musical about a director who turns to the women in his life for inspiration, among them Nicole Kidman, Penelope Cruz, and perhaps because there's a song called Be Italian in the score, Sophia Loren. As Loren makes an entrance in the movie trailer, the music becomes a fanfare, and the singer and everyone else turns her way as if a goddess has arrived. And of course, one has. Forty-six years ago, Federico Fellini called this story 8½. Add music, and it becomes 9. And the way the studio is beating the Oscar drums, it had better get at least that many nominations. I'm Bob Mondello.
We have trailers of the new movies, as well as other movie coverage and reviews, at the Arts and Life section of NPR.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.